Goya Move, or Get Off Your Apps and Move, is an app designed to get your kids off the cell phone and start moving. Here's how it works. On your version of the app, you set step goals for your kids. You could choose one massive daily step goal a day or break it down to hourly goals to keep them moving throughout their day. And then you individually choose which apps get blocked on your child's device or block all apps with a single button. If your child wants to play with those apps again, they'll have to get up and move around until the goals you set are met. Is that amazing? You want to play that game? Go get your steps in. You can also schedule blackouts for certain times throughout the day that your kid can't literally walk away from when they need it most, like homework, family dinners, and bedtime. And you can monitor what apps are loaded on the child's device and their step count in real time. As a proud sponsor of the National PTA, Goya Move gives back to the schools by providing grants across the country for PTAs. Goya Move, together with the MPTA, is asking everyone to join in on November 29th for the first national Get Off Your Apps Day. The app is available in both the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Goya Move's patented technology is the first of its kind that mixes parental control and fitness tracking. They take parental control a step further. No pun intended. This is brilliant. I don't know why and no one has thought of this before this, but now you can get it. So check it out at goyamove.com. G-O-Y-A. Get off your apps. Goyamove.com. Brilliant. Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Hi, everybody.
Oh, that was very
sexy. By the way, you know, yesterday we were talking about I was having that emotional moment. And you're like, I'm so glad you feel this way now.
Yes.
Boy, I just want to say hormones are so real. Like, don't, I feel so much better. I do.
Good.
I know.
But it gets us bad.
Oh.
Like, it can put us from the best mood to like, oh my God, I hate everyone.
Everyone.
Uh-huh. I mean, I still kind of do, but.
Yeah, you're in a little bit of a funk right now. I can tell.
I think I'm a little overwhelmed. There's just so much going on.
You need a break.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Chicago?
Yes, very much so.
Are you looking forward to me being gone for a week?
I love you, but yeah.
Yes. No,
you know what's funny?
By the way, I get
no,
it.
No, actually, no, because whenever you're gone, I feel like
will you miss me?
More. Yes. Oh. I feel like there's more to do when you're gone.
Oh.
Because then I can really like hone in on like my punch list of things. Because sometimes like when you're here and the kids are here and there's just so much going
on. It's chaotic.
It really is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be nice to get away.
I'm very excited for you to do that.
Thank
you. I'm not going to bug you.
Although I'm scared because I'm going to be away. You're away. If something happens, that's my main thing. I need to make sure you're like dialed in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Update on the theater. Speaking of disasters. Best possible scenario. Mm-hmm. No leaks in the house, nothing. It was really just what they thought. It was that drain got clogged from all the rain and the leaves and everything, and they're putting it back together. They were going to put it all back together in the next 2 days, but I wanted, you know, as long as they're fixing it, it should be perfect. And there's like a little damage on the wood. No one would probably notice it but me, but I'm fixing it. So
yeah,
very excited about that. And you know what I found out? There's a thing you can put in your house. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the first thing we thought was, God forbid, that there was like a leak in the house. So we found out there's a thing you can put in your house that if there's any leak at all, it'll shut the water off.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
You can do it from like a drip to this amount of water.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not cheap.
And where do you install it or where does it go?
I don't know. That I don't know. But Terry was talking to Rex, our real estate agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were talking about whatever, the theater probably.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, good thing it wasn't a plumbing issue, you know, because the house is so well built.
Right.
We haven't, knock on wood, had any issues like that. And so Terry goes, well, what would happen if we were on vacation?
Right.
And something happened. He goes, oh, there's this thing you could install in your house. Oh, and not only will it shut off the water, but your homeowner's insurance gives you a discount.
Oh, that's great.
If you have that.
Oh.
So even though it's, I can't remember how much it is, but it's like, I can't, it might've been $5,000, $3,000, but you get a discount on your homeowner's insurance.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that's like huge because for the peace of mind.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Especially for a house like of this size. I mean, you don't really know unless you're like in every room at that's great. It's such a good investment.
So anyway, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AKA Natalie Do
It. Natalie, can you do that? No, I think Terry's talking to the guy. I don't know, but who knows? With Terry, he probably thinks he talked to the guy. And then that didn't happen. So I don't know.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going away on vacation and I got this cool villa with a pool and there's a beach there and we're going on all these crazy adventures, which we're working on right now. It sounds like so much work, but I have to say I'm very excited to spend that time with the kids. But anyway, so I bought some floaties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried because they're not – you know how sometimes those floaties can be super expensive?
Yeah.
They weren't that expensive.
Like the fun ones? Like
yeah.
Like the sluts ones?
Like the sluts one kind of stuff. So do you want to hear what I got?
Yeah.
I got – they were so cute. I bought two kind of rings.
Mm-hmm.
That are fire-breathing dragons.
Okay.
I got... Here, I'll show you a picture.
And you're going to be traveling with this.
Yeah. But not blown up, obviously.
Oh, well, obviously.
Okay, so
but
I got...
still take
a lot of room. I got a pair of wings that float.
Oh, that's cute.
I thought the teenage girls would love that.
Are you going to bring them back?
No.
So you're just going to leave them there?
Yeah, but they're not expensive. Like $19
oh,
and that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
So the ones that we bought for the house were expensive. I feel like they were like $125 or something. I wouldn't leave that, but... These were cheap. So I got a pair of wings so you can lie on it and take a picture from above and you look like,
love that.
Like an angel. Then I got a large game of beer pong.
Love it.
The kids are not playing with beer. Obby. Don't worry. I got two fire-breathing dragon rings. And then look at this. It says rosé flotté.
That's hilarious.
Is that so
my
cute?
Gosh. You guys are going to have a lot of photo ops there.
By the way,
sure.
I mean, the dragons were $19. I mean, they were pretty reasonable.
Yeah, not bad.
So I got a bunch of floaties.
That's so fun. So is Lindsay staying in a villa too, or where is she staying?
Yes. I don't know what she ended up deciding because so Max and Nikki are each bringing a friend. And so it's me and Terry and six kids.
So exciting.
And so we got this big four-bedroom villa, but... Lindsay is just she and her husband and the three kids. They didn't need something that big.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she ended up getting a room or adjoining rooms or whatever on the sand
mm-hmm.
because the villa that we got is, I mean, if you think of this resort as an island, it's an interior room. So it's not on the sand.
Right.
Because that's where it's located.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. That's where we're going.
Okay, and then you think she got the one.
I can't remember, but it's going to be really – I'm so excited.
Oh,
it comes with a butler and a chef. And
I asked about the weather. She said it's beautiful.
Good.
And sometimes a few raindrops will come and go, but no. Had it been September, October, then it would have been like thunderstorms and whatnot.
Right.
So you're good.
Good.
Yes.
I hope you're telling me the truth right now.
By the way, I swear, I asked. I'm like, before we had our full-blown conversation, I go, first things first, how's the weather?
Right.
And so she goes, it's beautiful. No, so you're good.
Okay, good. So, because what happened was I kept checking the weather. It was like, sun, sun, sun. And then like the day we're supposed to get there, it's like lightning bolts. I go, what is it with us and the weather?
I think you bring it into your universe.
Well, that's why, you know what I decided?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that even though there were lightning bolts, the weather was hot.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't care.
Yes.
It's warm.
Exactly.
So it's going to be great. Because, you know, when you go to Hawaii and it's raining, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like it can be 68, 70 degrees and then the water's cold. It's not fun.
Yep. I know.
But if it's 85 degrees and it's spring, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm not looking anymore.
Good.
That's what I decided.
Good, good, good.
I am not looking. So I am bringing floaties. And I'm going to bring goggles and I'm going to bring some board games
mm-hmm.
because the family's right now very into Clue.
Okay.
And some other little
things. You guys play board games on vacation?
We always bring them and we never use them. But what I feel like it's kind of the same thing mm-hmm. as being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it, you won't need it.
Yes. So you have a whole other suitcase just for that extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And your snacks and all of that goes in the carry-on that way you have on the plane?
Well, each of the kids, I mean, they're older now, you know,
right.
So each of the kids, what I do is I pack them, let's call it a lunch and a few snacks
mm-hmm.
and then they get a treat. So that's already packed in their backpacks. But this, we have to switch plane. We're doing like a red eye and then we switch planes. So we'll probably eat in between. I think we have a little bit of like an hour or two layover. So probably feed them.
Yeah.
In between there. And then, so no, I won't pack snacks in my carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
They can all pack their own. But I will bring in this extra suitcase, which is so good for laundry on the way home anyway, I will pack snacks. I'll put, you know, pirate booty and goldfish and maybe some beef jerky and just stuff so that if we're in the car somewhere or it's between meals and someone's starving, it's not a disaster.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I always do that.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited just to go away. So I was on the phone with my mom, I think. She was like, oh, it's so nice. You'll be able to rest. I'm like, let me tell you the schedule of what we're doing while we're there. I'm like, and here we're going ziplining, and then we're going to this water park, and then we're going to this thing.
No,
and then we're
but it's still a vacation. I mean, it's still getting away. It's not being in your typical in the car, driving people around.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a change of scenery. Yeah. It's nice. But I can't remember how Lindsay said it. She said it, it's not a vacation. It's a trip.
That's funny.
It was so funny. I said to her, I go, look, the most I can do is spray tan. All right. I have to be very low maintenance on this trip. There's not like a fashion show and a.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Can't do it.
Yeah. But this weekend you'll be getting away.
I'm so excited for that too.
Yeah. So you guys are
grabbing them up, but it's kind of a work trip. Work fun.
Yeah.
Both.
But you guys always work.
That's true.
Yeah.
But this will be fun. So, all right. So did you make a decision for Thanksgiving?
We decided at my sister's house.
Yeah. You're going to go to your sister's house. Okay, great. And then is he going to come meet you later, Kenny?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to be working all night.
So what the heck happened the other day night when he was supposed to not be working and you had
to- I know. He got called in. What? So there's three.
What is it? Brain surgery?
Three main chefs.
Yeah.
One was on vacation. The other one, and they just short staffed. So he had to go in.
That sucks.
I know. I'm like, what are they going to do when you're not there?
Right. What are they going to do when you're in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly. Or when he's working on all his other projects. I mean, they got to get it together.
Yeah, man.
I know.
Hello.
I know.
One of our favorites here at Heather Dubrow's World. Getting a good night's sleep on the best sheets on the planet. Brooklinen.com. Don't you love your Brooklinen sheets?
Obsessed with them.
What do you think when you get into bed?
I don't want to get out of bed. That's the problem.
I mean, Brooklinen sheets was named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Think about that. Rave reviews from business insiders. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. I mean, if you want fancy hotel sheets, you know, when you get into a hotel bed and the sheets are just crisp and sleek and nice and silky, that is how Brooklinen feels. So Brooklinen's mission is to bring five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Did you know that most bedding is marked up as much as 300%?
That's crazy.
300%. Look, not only do you not want to pay a fortune, but you also want to sleep in sheets that feel luxurious. You are going to love Brooklinen, and their sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you're going to love your new sheets that they are offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Okay, I think we need to go through some questions because everyone loved when we did that yesterday and we haven't done it in so long. Okay, here we go. Oh, someone just wrote, laughed my ass off. Lunya, thanks. All right, I answered that one. Same question. Okay. Hi, Heather. Hi, Natalie. So I have an 8-year-old daughter who sounds like she could be Coco's long-lost twin. She literally has the same issues. The latest one that's been making my husband and I crazy is that whenever we leave for an evening out, she becomes anxious and emotional and texts or calls us at least 10 times, even though she's home with her two older sisters, 14 and 11. I feel like we've tried every approach. We've been soft. We've been firm. Nothing works. Help. What would you suggest we do to have a nice night out together without feeling like she's breathing down our necks? Mm-hmm. Love you, Marissa. That's a good question.
What do you normally do?
Well, I have not had that. I've had the won't sleep in their bedroom thing, but I've never,
No, you have.
Oh, when we leave, but I haven't had 40, unless there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't get inundated with phone calls. I'll get inundated with, can you arrange this for me? Not caring that I'm out doing something that I might like to be doing. Or or, you know, who's picking me up at the you know, yeah. like that kind of stuff. But not so much crazy anxiety. You think we've had
No, not the anxiety. It's just more of like, well, when can I do this and can I do that and can I they all come in at the same time.
It's the never-ending yeah. schedule. That's for sure. But I would say for Marissa, I think what you have to do is you really just need to set boundaries in the same way that when you go out to dinner with your kids and you tell everyone to put their phones away, mm-hmm. I would lead by example a bit and tell her that you love her, maybe write her a note mm-hmm. to open while you're gone and say, just like when we're all together and we put our phones away, Dad and I do the same thing so that we can have quality time together. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my alarm on my phone so that it rings for me. So I will call you at this time.
Right.
And check in and say hi.
Right.
I'll excuse myself to the bathroom and then I'll go back to my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then eventually she'll probably have her bedtime, so she'll be asleep
exactly.
anyway. But that's what I would do. I would leave a note and I would do it the same way you wean kids off anything. Do a little too much the first time and then do a little less and a little less and a less. And eventually they know, because you know what? They're just worried that you're not coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you keep coming back and you reassure them, that's fine. But that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Do your sisters have any issues with that?
No, but they don't have phones yet. So she doesn't have to deal with that yet.
Oh, that was such a nice period of time. BP.
But then there's also the opposite where it's the parents that are sitting there that they're like calling the house every 5 minutes, are you guys okay? How is everybody? So I think it sort of goes both ways too.
I guess. But I mean, you know, it is nice that they can call you and yeah. tell you if something's wrong.
Of course.
But yeah. It's also nice to have a little evening out.
Oh.
So I hope that works out. By the way, Coco's still, I still don't have the right response. I don't think camping out on the floor was right for her, but I liked it. I liked it. I have a tip for getting scents out of fabric. Remember I joked about
yes.
the Febreze in the movie theater? By the way, it smells fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you not think so?
No, I thought it was fine, but yeah. I thought it was fine from the first.
Oh no, it wasn't fine. All right. You joked about Febreze. Don't use the scented Febreze, but the odor neutralizing Febreze. Okay. When our dog, she's more like a giant polar bear, a Samoyed.
Oh, a Samoyed. Yeah. Those are beautiful.
She goes, she's a giant polar bear of hair. Google them. You'll see. Got sprayed by a skunk. Oh, we thought. Her bed, our carpeting, and her fur and stuffed toys were just ruined. This odor neutralizer changed our lives. We got the smell under control so fast, it was crazy. I don't know what kind of magic it is, but we literally didn't have to throw anything away or bathe her all white fur and tomato juice. That reminds me of the Partridge Family. Yeah. Highly recommend for getting smells out of things and a cheap thing that's worth a try before reupholstering. That's Heather from Toronto.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's such a
Riley good... and I want to get a dog.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You know the only thing about getting a dog... Here, let me just scare you for a second. I think it's a great idea. Totally mm-hmm. get a dog. It's so fun. But it's a baby
I know.
That can never take care of them themselves. So I will tell you that my friends that had dogs before they had kids, it's not that they didn't love them. It's not that it's not great. I'm not
yeah.
telling you not to do
yeah.
it. I just want you to understand the whole picture.
Yeah.
Because if you decide to have kids, there's this period of time that you get. By the way, I didn't get this.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed up. So mm-hmm. can you just learn from my mistake for a second? Now, if you already had a dog and you guys got together, great. You have the dog.
Yeah.
It's your dog. It's like part of your family. But, and I already had the dog. So it's not mm-hmm. like we got one. So I was kind of like in it already. I lost that period of time where we could take off for the weekend or be somewhere in the middle of the afternoon and say, hey, let's just hang out for another 3 hours or let's go from here.
Yeah.
We're on the, you know, having lunch at the deck and saying, hey, let's just walk along the beach. That all goes away.
I know.
Because you have someone at home
I know.
That you need to go home to. And so that couple of years, just
yeah.
those few years between like getting married or in the serious relationship and having the child, you lose that. Because once you have a child,
yeah,
that's the world.
Of course.
And so... That's it.
Well, that's why I told them. Like, I'm like, are we actually serious about this? Like, our trips and this and that. Like, who's going to actually take care of the dog? Like, are we – and we're in an apartment, so we have to walk down the stairs
oh,
and
this.
Do the
I
whole
know.
Thing.
And it's
like,
not once a day.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, no, we just get it trained. I don't know. We're talking about it, but we already have, like,
yeah.
our feelers out. I know. And then my sister was like, actually, then once you have – kids, it's almost like a nuisance, like to have the dog. Cause it's like, oh my God, like enough. Like you're just focusing on your baby. Like she's like, there's just so many different.
I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me. I'm going to tell you, big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. you lose all of your freedom.
Yeah.
All out the window.
My only thing would be, because he wants to get a big dog, not a little dog. I'm like, well, we're in an apartment. Like, what are we going to do? Just have it like, we don't have a lot of space. I don't know.
I think an animal and a pet is such an amazing thing to add to a family.
Right.
And I think that in general and for your life, totally do it. But I feel like you guys are living together. You're not engaged yet. You have all this freedom and you have this particularly cool, I'm envious of this cool, unfettered, unrestricted time in your life. Don't blow it. That's my worthless opinion, which is not worthless.
Oh, that's funny. So, AKA, don't do it. And
it's not that you wouldn't love it, and it's not that it wouldn't add to your lives. And I'm not saying any of that.
Yeah. Honestly, my thing, if anything, is obviously, yes, I'm selfish and I want to be able to not have to worry about it. But I don't know if I can be attached to something again. When I lost my last one, oh my God, that was so devastating.
That's very hard to do. But you can't go into it worried about that.
I know. But that's like getting pregnant. I'm worried about the birth. You know what I mean?
Like, but that you can worry about. You can't like not get a pet because you're worried that they're going to die someday, because that's just the life cycle of beings. I'm just telling you, I know you and I know Riley's job and his situation. Yeah. And you get to grab moments and days and pockets. And I feel like you're going to be stealing them away from yourself.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
Okay, next question.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is a little addendum.
Oh.
This is the first message. Mm-hmm. Hi, Heather and Natalie. I've literally listened to every episode of the podcast since it started a few years ago. I love it. I listen to it while I work out, and it makes my workout fly by. My husband and I are newlyweds and trying to start a family. I was wondering if I can be on the diet if I'm trying to get pregnant. My husband has about 25 pounds to lose. I'm pretty fit, but feel like the extra 8 pounds would help me feeling firmer abs. Is this something we can do together? Thoughts? Thanks again. Love, Annie B. This was like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, hi, it's me again. Just found out I'm pregnant.
How exciting.
So cute. So I will stick to what I've been doing. I'm 39 and have wanted to be a mom for ages. I'll use Dubrow Diet to get baby weight off. Loved last week's episodes, Annie. Annie, I'm so proud of you. And now let me tell you something super irritating. Because two things. First of all, put your husband on the Dubrow Diet now.
Yes.
Because let him lose the weight, because he will feel so much better when he has all that energy and he can help you and help chase this little baby around and the whole deal. But it's so annoying as you gain weight to watch him lose weight. I'm just telling you now, every time I was pregnant, Terry got ripped.
It's like, why? Really? Come on. No, there's that picture where you guys are both.
When I was pregnant with the twins, he was huge. Because he was such a yo-yo dieter before we did this. Yeah, so we have this funny picture in the back of the book where he's got this huge belly, same as mine.
Yeah.
The other two pregnancies?
Ripped.
Ripped.
Ugh.
So annoying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hi, Heather, Natalie, and Terry. I absolutely love all the podcasts, YouTube videos, and Instagram posts from each of you. Your realness, yet expertise, along with each of your personal experiences is greatly appreciated. There are so many questions and things I could say, but my text would be a chapter since I've listened to all of you for years. But first things first, I'm heading out to California again this week and would love some suggestions. We usually stay and we'll be again at Pelican Hill. By the way, Heather and Terry, I saw you a few years back at True Food Kitchen. Oh, beautiful couple. Thank you. Hi. If you feel like making a girl's dream come true, this would be a perfect time to do a meetup while I'm there. If nothing else, I sure as heck accidentally run into one of you. Oh my God. Have a wonderful day. Joyfully, Erica Joy. So cute.
So sweet.
Well, I hope we get to run into you. And if you see us again, please come over and say hi, Erica, to Natalie or to me or to Terry. We'd love to say hi. I would tell you that next door to True Food Kitchen, Fleming's was just redone, which is nice.
Oh, I haven't been in there either.
Yeah, it's good. The food's good there.
Yeah.
And, Lindsay just went to On Key the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been there in a while. That food's good. I like going to Sabatino's because it's near the shipyard and you can see the water. That's fun. But, of course, we're going to tell you.
Lido House.
Go to the Lido House. Go to the rooftop. Have some drinks up there. Yes. Go have dinner at the mayor's table and ask for Riley.
Yes.
Because he'll probably be there because he keeps blowing off Natalie. And she's going to be home with the damn dog while he's while he's at work.
That's so funny. God, my life.
Okay, hi, Heather and Natalie. I adore the podcast and listen every week. I love that it's two times a week. My question is for Heather. I saw you used the Dyson Airwrap in your Instagram story. Did you love it? Please review. I trust your opinion on beauty products and have been searching for an honest review. Thanks again for all you do, Maddie from Texas. All right, well, I really need to post. Will you remind me to post the before and the after? So I did my hair with the Airwrap and it looked kind of great, right?
Yeah.
And then we went to dinner at Nobu and I came home and it was a disaster. But at first I thought, well, is it because we're sitting on the water? Did it get frizzy? But you know what? I found with all of those attachments, it looks good and then it doesn't last.
So you blow dried it, right, by itself, and then you used the wand to curl it.
I did.
You didn't use the brush that came with it?
No, but I've used the brush that came with it.
Okay, and still nothing?
Yeah, I think that if you have naturally kind of straight-ish hair, it'll work for you. So like for Coco, her hair was wet and we took that paddle brush attachment and attached it to the Airwrap. Because when you get the fancy one, they don't all come with this. But if you get the big collection, it comes with a head for pre-blow drying, which does not replace the Dyson dryer, by the way. It's not as powerful.
Okay.
And then it comes with two sort of paddle brushes. One that's a paddle brush, one that's more like a wet brush head. Then it comes with a big round brush. And then it comes with the air wraps, two different sizes, one for, and then there's one for the left and one for the right. I thought the paddle brushes were good. I went from wet to dry on Coco's hair, and it dried it and straightened at the same time. But honestly, she has straight hair.
Right, so it didn't really count.
No, I just feel like your hair gets frizzy afterwards. I think that when you use a curling iron, and it's called an iron because it locks it in.
But a blow dry, just say like a dry bar when they do it, right? And they just blow dry your hair out. It does take a lot of the frizziness away. So this one isn't as strong. Like you'd almost need to – does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Or did you just do it really quickly so you didn't really get a full like –
Well, I think that kind of blow dry lasts because they use those round brushes and they're applying that hot, hot heat right against your hair. I think what's nice about the Airwrap is it's saving your hair from the irons and that high, high heat. But I just don't think it lasts. I'm still going to play with it a little bit, but it's so expensive. And you know, I'm a huge Dyson fan. Like I love the blow dryer and I still do. But if I had to pick a tool to take with me, I would take the dryer.
Interesting. All right. Well,
sorry, Dyson.
At least you're honest.
Well, that's how I feel about it. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Ari John Bon Jovi comments Ari Kim K on the sex tape. I think it's very sexist as well. No one talks about men like they're defined by one action. For example, Rob Lowe. Good point. Listen to my stomach.
Oh my God, me too. I'm starving. Oh my God, we had like a curry cauliflower last night from this Indian place. Turned my nails yellow.
The turmeric?
Yeah.
That happens.
Ugh.
It's so weird.
I thought I got it off in time and now they're just yellow. Well, three of my fingers are yellow.
So I'm 27 years old, living in a major city on the East Coast. Long story, but my parents bought me an apartment to live in the city. Lucky. I want an apartment in the city. I'm so grateful for this unbelievable gift. It is a very nice place, way nicer than the current place where I live now. However, I feel kind of funny living in such a nice place. It's way nicer than any of my friends' apartments, and I feel kind of weird telling them I'm moving into a nice doorman building. Does that make sense? I know people will make comments. How do I handle this? Whatever, man. You know what? You're grateful. You're a good person. You got a doorman. Congratulations.
Yeah, embrace it. It's okay. Yeah.
Don't be obnoxious about it. I mean, if you walked around going, did you want to come over to my house? Ask the doorman what number I'm in. That would be obnoxious.
Totally.
But you're not doing that. And you're grateful. And, you know,
enjoy it.
Look, you know what? You could be friends with people from all different walks of life. I have friends in all different socioeconomic levels, backgrounds, whatever. I've been in different levels than other people. I have friends that have more than we do, you know, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. You hang out with people because they're cool, because they make you laugh, because you have fun with them, or because they're interesting. You know what I mean? You don't have, whatever.
I think same thing. Just don't feel bad about it. You shouldn't have to apologize or, you know.
And if someone begrudges you that and they're so envious, then whatever, man. Adios. We're taking a quick break, but please make sure to check out the wonderful sponsors who keep this show free. Make sure to check out the show descriptions for links to all the deals on today's episode. Speaking on sponsors, today's episode is sponsored by ADT. Oh, I wish I had known about this before we built our house. ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. You can set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave. You can even close your garage door from virtually anywhere, so it'll look like your home even when you're not. And you can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. And don't worry about installing it and configuring your system. ADT will DIY. They do it for you. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, garage door controls, even video doorbells. Chris has that. It's so cool. All controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
Hey, this is Kelty Knight from Lady Gang.
Hey, it's Steve Austin from the Steve Austin Show.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey, this is Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana from Riggle's Picks.
This is Caitlin Bristow from Off the Vine on Podcast One.
This Veterans Day, I'd like to give a special thanks to all those who've served in the armed forces.
From the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Reserves.
Because of your bravery, we can live without fear.
Because of your valor, we can soar into the bright future.
Because of your sacrifice, we don't have to sacrifice the liberties that we hold so dear.
We could not do it without you.
Thank you again for your service, and all of us at Podcast One hope you enjoy a safe holiday weekend.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Firstly, I love listening to both of you. My question is about weddings and finances. I'm seriously dating a great guy, and we have been attending a lot of very large and beautiful weddings lately. My boyfriend is constantly commenting about his dream wedding. Men have dream weddings?
I've never heard of that.
Me either. The band he wants, the surf and turf dinner, and all the details.
That's so cute.
He has a ton of guy friends and a huge family. He even made a list of his groomsmen. There will be at least 8. I think it's so sweet that he's sharing this with me. However, there's a problem. We grew up very similarly, and because of where I live and where I grew up, he thinks my situation is different than it really is. I do not have a father, and my mother has already made it clear that she will not be able to pay for a wedding in any capacity. He obviously knows I don't have a dad, but I have mentioned a few times to him that my mom won't pay for a wedding, and he just seems to ignore it. I know he would not be happy with a small wedding or even eloping. I have come to terms that I won't have a dream wedding, and I'm okay with it. He has made comments about me contributing. However, I have student loans from graduate school, and I think blowing 20 grand on a wedding would be foolish. He's very blessed to have a family and wonderful parents that support him, and I don't think he understands what it is like to not have that. I have been completely supporting myself since I was 21. We're not engaged, but could be soon. We're both in our 30s, to give you context. What do I do? I really do love him, but this financial conversation that I keep having are super uncomfortable and is not registering what I'm telling him. My love language is gifts, like you, and unfortunately, he isn't a very generous person with that, so I think the idea of him contributing is out the window. Thanks so much. Mm. Well, I mean, several things are coming to my mind here. Go. Okay, well, first of all, when you're entering into a relationship with someone, it's not just about paying for the wedding. I mean, is this a red flag for things down the road when it's time to buy a house or save for kids' college or whatever it is? Now, it's been well studied that women financially are more conservative than men.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I've never heard that actually.
Yeah. So Yeah, it's true.
Really?
You're looking at me like you don't believe me, but it's actually true. That's why women and men are such a good balance, because most men are more risk takers. Like, I wouldn't say gamblers, but like they would take bigger risks, where women are more, why don't we think about this? Let's be safe.
Interesting, because I think for me, you think of the man wants to provide, the man wants to take care of, but you also think of them, like, I guess maybe just the men I've been around, all they think about is dollar signs. And when they think of something, it's like, well, how much is that going to cost? And I always think of the men being the more.
No, they say when it comes to investing, men are more aggressive and risk-taking, and women are more conservative.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if that's wrong, then blame Terry. But no, that's true. So anyway, so here's the thing. So that's a good balance, but that doesn't mean that's every couple. Mm-hmm. It may be the opposite in some. I mean, there's certainly, I mean, look, I got friends that like to spend a lot of money, and the husbands, you know, keep everything in check. But this is your future. And so, number one, he's not listening to you, which I don't like. And number two, is he really expecting you to pay for this, or is he just ignoring the conversation because it's too much of a reality? And maybe, I don't know, I feel there's a couple different things, because I feel like on one hand, maybe this conversation is premature, because if he's going to propose to you, he has to go buy a ring, he has to think about what he's going to spend on that, and that's a whole, that's for him to figure out. And you said he's not that generous, so why don't we see what comes up there? And then if he proposes to you, then all of a sudden, now you're talking about a wedding. Then you're going to sit down with his parents and have real conversations, because now you're going to be a part of his family.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's way too premature.
I think it's too premature. But I do think you need to start thinking, if this person is the person you want to spend your life with, who's not maybe considering your feelings. Now we're kind of blaming him. Are you sure you're speaking directly to him?
Mm-hmm.
And do you maybe need to have a conversation with someone else? It may be premature.
Or be a little more direct.
Maybe just sit him down. But again, why do you want to have... No, maybe not. Because why would you want a whole conversation? It was like you and I were talking about weddings and stuff. And it's like, you want to dream about it and think about it, but you don't want to put the kibosh or the reality on it because you're not even engaged yet.
Yeah, true.
So maybe that's premature, but maybe just play it out. Maybe just stop talking about it. Let him have his moment. Let him talk about it, dream about it. He's dreaming about marrying you. He wants to spend a life with you.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about. So until he proposes,
then
maybe see how that comes about and then revisit. And then, you know what? Text us back. Because now I'm curious. I want to hear what happens. Don't you think? Do you have anything to add to that?
Send us a photo of the ring.
We want to see the ring, and we want to hear how he proposed. All very important. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Loved listening to your suggestions on New York. I've only been once when I was younger and really want to go again, but it makes me nervous because I don't know anything about the city. My daughters are both in their 20s. What is the best advice for planning a first trip for them? Annie from South Carolina. I think especially when your kids are older, you have to include them.
Mm-hmm.
It's good when they're younger too, but sometimes like Coco's age, she doesn't know what she wants. If I said, oh, they have a slide at the, she'd be like, great, I must go there. So sometimes when they're too young, they can't pick. But you could still give them options. Like you could say, here's all the places we can visit. Mm-hmm. What looks good to you?
Yep.
So that they feel involved in it. But when your girls are in their 20s or your kids, give them each a task. Like, hey, why don't you research best Italian restaurants in New York? And you research best Chinese food in New York. Or, hey, let's all look at the best Broadway shows and see what – you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I would really make it a big, fun plan and do it together. And you never know. They may find things that you wouldn't have even considered. Because I remember one time when I was looking for things, they had that pop-up cereal shop.
Right.
Remember? Yeah. Was it Kellogg's? I don't remember, but it was a really fun little trendy pop-up shop. And my kids – yours are a little old for this, at 20 – but the young teenagers were perfect. They loved trendy photos, and they got to go in and make their own cereal at the cereal bar and then take an Instagram photo of it. They loved it. So I would include them. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Love your podcast. It's my favorite thing to listen to while I'm working out and driving kid-free. Let It Go is always on repeat. Oh, I feel you. So two questions, totally different subjects. Heather, you're obviously a champagne connoisseur, and I wanted to get my friend a nice bottle for her 30th birthday. What would you suggest between $50 to under $100?
What are you going to say?
I mean, I think for sure you would give Veuve Clicquot.
Yeah.
You can get it at Costco. Do mm-hmm. they still sell it at Trader Joe's?
Yes.
Yeah, and they always have—
And Rosé.
And the rosé mm-hmm. is really nice too. And they always have them on special. Mm-hmm. You get a good deal. You have any other suggestions?
I think it's such a classic.
Yeah.
I think when people see that orange label, I mean, even the rosé, they're like, oh my God, it feels fancy.
But you know, if you go into a liquor store, remember that liquor store that we always go into? Not that we stop for liquor and bottles of champagne on the way home from LA sometimes. But you know, in the liquor store, they sell sometimes bottle of Veuve's in fun
Like cases or
cases. Mm-hmm. Do they charge more for the cases?
Sometimes they will be more. Yeah.
So, but maybe go to the liquor store because sometimes, especially on the holidays, they have fun things. Now, this is pricier than what you're talking about. But if you remember, I had Instagrammed a little video of the high end Veuve Clicquot is called Grand Dame, and the designer Charlotte Olympia did a collab with them. And she made this gorgeous box, and you open, and her name and script on the outside, and you open the box, and it had a mirror inside, and it was all leopard.
Ugh.
It's so gorgeous. Now, that was very expensive, but they have different ways of packaging Veuve that is
makes it special. Yeah.
So that's what I would do. But even if you got just a regular bottle and put a beautiful ribbon on it, that's cool too. Pier 1 Imports and Pottery Barn always has those really cute wine bags.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful, and they're not very expensive, so that would be a fun way to take it up a notch. Okay, also, you're always talking about getting away and making one-on-one time with your spouse a priority. How did you go about finding a trustworthy person to watch your kids? We recently relocated away from family, and I'm terrified to let a stranger watch my 4 and 1.5-year-olds, but also need to get out with my hubby, too. Would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you, guys. By the way, such a great question and so timely. She's not my cousin, but I call her my cousin. Nikki Levinson is coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. She has this new company called Nanny Solutions. She's a mom and has had this business. Well, she's had the business for a while. They just opened on the West Coast. And she's going to talk all about this very stuff. But what I would tell you off the top of my head is that go to all the reputable places, Nanny Solutions,
care.com.
All those places, do not go to an agency. They charge you a fortune. And if it doesn't work out, you have to pay upfront a percentage of a year's salary. And then this is what I would do. I would hire this person and I would hire them to be there while you're there for a couple of hours, a few different times. And then the first time you sit there with them, the second time you go to the park and you walk away, the third time you go in the other room. I mean, you try them out.
Yeah, you have to vet
them. You don't
just
have them over because you can – I mean, look, you can do your due diligence and do your best, but you're right. You can never be 100%. But there's also nanny cameras, and they have those little teddy bears with cameras in them that you can watch from your phone if you're out somewhere. But that's what I would do, baby steps. You're at a new place. You need to build your village. And who knows, you might just find someone so fabulous that becomes such an important part of your lives and your kids' lives. And isn't that the best scenario?
Absolutely.
But that's what I would do. I would do it in baby steps. Where can I get the empowerment vitamin? Go to evine.com and go to the Consult Beauty Store, and they have it there. And if some of you guys don't know, it's a multivitamin for women, totally complete with all your A, B, C, D, and E. Plus, there's these extra ingredients in there. This is like the most incredible female pills on the planet. You take 2 a day, and Terry can tell you all the science, but there's special ingredients in there that give you in 60 days a 78% reduction in stress, a 78% reduction in anxiety. It boosts your energy, increases brain function, and it's got this K2 vitamin in there that takes the calcium and infuses it into your bones. This
Crazy.
Thing is genius. It is like such incredible breakthrough technology. Oh my God, by the way, 5 questions in a row about—
It's because that's when you were live.
Yeah, about empowerment. Hi, ladies. I'm an expat living in my best life in Scotland. I have received the Dubrow diet book. I'm desperate to start. My question is, I can't get your products delivered to me from Evine. How can I buy your products and have them sent to me in Bonnie, Scotland? Oh, you're so sweet. I actually think there's different regulations. Like, we have the FDA. There's different regulations in different countries, and I think that's why they can't do it. But can you not buy it on Amazon in another country?
Mm-mm.
Babe, you're going to have to make a little trip back to the States and stock up.
Yeah, get a lot of those questions from the UK.
Hi, Heather and Natalie. I have a question about keeping things civil between friend groups. I was hesitant about having a bachelorette party, but agreed to having a little weekend at a winery town close by at the end of the month. A third of the group are girls from my hometown that I've known forever, and the rest are the girls I am close with now. In the city, me and my fiance have lived in for several years. Both groups of girls have very strong personalities. How do I keep everything running smoothly while the wine and champs are flowing? I just want everyone to get along so I can enjoy myself. Thanks. Sorry, though. I was supposed to say a third of the group. No, I got it. A third of the group are girls from the hometown that she's known forever, and the rest are her new friends.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they love you and you're a good friend, they're not going to cause drama at your event. This isn't a housewife event. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the truth. And I think that if you know, oh, this one has a very strong personality and that one, just don't seat them together. Put one at one end and the other one at the other end. But I think ultimately, if they're doing that on your day, that's not cool.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if you were that worried, you should do two different events.
Right.
But if you just want to do the one event, I have found that people tend to step up their games at events like this. Now, if it was just a birthday party, I would be like, I don't know. But when it's a bachelorette, a bridal shower,
where you can only have one.
Yeah, when it's that kind of thing, there's very few people that are really going to make an issue. And here's the other thing. Your really good friends will not let you know about it if there is. So I would not worry about that at all. Okay. But I agree. I agree with Natalie. I would make sure the seating is good. And then I would make sure, I don't know why you're in charge of this, but whoever's in charge of this, I would make sure there's a lot to do. So it's not just a lot of sitting around and drinking, because if that's all you're doing, that could be a problem.
Yep.
In any group, quite frankly. Hi, Heather and Natalie. I absolutely love your weekly advice and hearing from y'all twice a week. So I know Heather has a big birthday coming up. I do too. I turned 30 in November. I never felt, and Natalie's turning 30 soon too. I never felt bad about 30 until the past month or two. I'm happily married. However, we don't have kids yet or own a house yet. I know everyone goes through stages of life at different times, and I'm still young, but I'd love to know from you guys, how do you not compare yourself to others? My husband and I have a great life, low stress, have jobs and travel, but creeping into 30 and feeling like I'm not where others are in regards to kids, homeowner, etc., I feel behind. How can we not compare ourselves to where others are at certain ages, especially with social media?
Oh, I feel you, sister. Right there with you. Especially at our age, I think it is a lot of comparing at our age, right? Because there's such big transitions happening, right? It's the marriage, it's the kids. You have this sort of like 10-year window where you're supposed to have it all done. You're supposed to have your career, have the kids, you know, be married, own the house, and have this, you know, perfect little life. But I think, especially now, it's okay to be on your own track and follow sort of just where you are in your life and be happy where you are.
Do you feel that way about yourself?
I do. I think I finally got to a place where, why am I going to force myself to have kids right now or, you know, walk down the aisle tomorrow when that's just not where we are and we're happy where we are? So I think that
Without a dog.
I don't know. I think that you have to release it. You have to just let it go and be happy for other people, but just don't let – and if people ask you, why aren't you – you know, why don't you have kids yet or why don't you own a house yet? It's just – it's not on the cards yet. It's just – I think you just have to own it. I think it's just sort of like confidence.
It's confidence. I agree 100%. And by the way, I know what you're saying because this particular 10-year period of time is very – it has a lot of –
25 to 35, I would say, is very stressful in that sense.
I agree, but I will tell you, I think – it's every decade because I think 15 to 25 with boyfriends and getting into college, starting your careers, there's huge, huge pressures and dramas and comparisons to other people.
Yep.
Did you hear that sound – even from like your own parents, did you hear that so-and-so got into law school?
Oh, I mean,
that
stuff.
And then 35 to 45 is, you know – how many kids do you have and how big is your house?
Did your child get into this school?
Or and
did
is your child reading yet?
Oh, right.
Trust me, it is a constant thing that you will see as you go on decade to decade. But you're right. When you get to a level, and I think we all get to the level and then we lose it, mm-hmm. and we get it back mm-hmm. and we lose it. It's all about that confidence. Mm-hmm. You have to know that in your life right now, I'm good. This is where I'm supposed to be. And it's a very Buddhist way to live too. You live for today and in this moment, this is where I'm at. This is what, be grateful for what you have.
Yes.
Be happy. And no, is it always peaches and cream and perfect? Absolutely not. But you also have to know in your heart that it's going to pass.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
Man. And the grass is never greener on the other side.
No, people. It's really not. And I always love that Buddhist quote, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional.
Yes.
Which isn't easy to do. My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin you've been waiting for. My Bite Kids is a complete multivitamin filled with vitamins and nutrients essential for kids' growing bodies. So you're going to feel good about providing them with their daily dose of nutrition. Oh my gosh, this is so delicious. A multivitamin with layers of chocolate, caramel, and peanuts. Even the pickiest eaters are going to go nuts for this yummy bite. If you take My Bites Kids and go compare them, you're going to see the same essential vitamins and minerals per serving. My Bite Vitamins were developed by the same people who created the first gummy vitamins 20 years ago. And now they're back with a delicious new format that will change the way your family takes vitamins. No need to choose between the serious nutrition you're looking for and a delicious treat your kids will love. Because each yummy bite has as much vitamin A as 3 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 3 cups of sliced pear. It's an excellent source of immune support, vitamin A, 100% daily value of vitamin D. There's no artificial colors, no artificial flavors or added preservatives, and there's only as much sugar as 3 cherries. They are gluten-free, vegetarian, and kosher. Beyond My Bite Kids, My Bite Vitamins offers a delicious nutrition solution the whole family will love. So check out My Bite Vitamins for women and men, as well as beauty, sleep, and calcium too. You can find them exclusively at Target. You can find My Bite Vitamins in the vitamin aisle, also available at Target.com. I prefer to read the DuBrow Diet on my Kindle app on my iPad, but I can't seem to get it. Is it available? Yes.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It is. Actually, I think we've sold 12,000 Kindle copies already. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Absolutely love your show and listening to you each week. It brightens my commutes. I'm writing for some advice on how to handle family dynamics come Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I came out last year, much to my family's surprise. I've always been very feminine, still am, and have always dated men, but something never felt right to me. It took me a long time to come to terms to the fact that I'm gay, and this past year I met the most incredible woman and I'm happier than ever. Mm-hmm. This year I'm bringing my girlfriend, oh, I want to cry, this is mm-hmm. so sweet. I'm bringing my girlfriend to Thanksgiving with me, but I'm very nervous for how my family will react. Some extended family members don't even know I came out and I'm nervous to show this part of me for the first time. Part of me wants to just remain hidden, but I want to become more confident and unapologetic about being my true authentic self. What do you think is the best mindset to go into the holidays with, and how should I be prepared to interact with family members who might not be as accepting? I don't want to feel like I have to come out 20 more times to each family member. Once was hard enough. Thank you for listening and your endless wisdom. Sending love, Sarah. Well, I think you're setting yourself up for a problem if everyone doesn't know.
Yeah.
Because you are going to have to say it 20 times.
Well, I think that if your immediate family knows, I think if this were me and my mom, my sisters knew, and my aunts and my cousins were all going to be there and they didn't know, I would probably ask them to let everybody know that I'm going to be bringing somebody. I almost would have them tell them, hey, Natalie's coming with her partner. I just want you guys to be respectful and, you know, just welcome them with open arms. That way it takes it off the table.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Right.
I think you can either do that, have them do it, or if you feel confident,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are all your family. I would think to, not to every single person, but like to like the patriarch or matriarch of each
yeah.
like little family yep. that's coming, maybe send a picture and be like, hey, I'm so excited for you to meet my girlfriend. She's coming with me to Thanksgiving. How special for all of us. Can't wait to see you all. Looking forward to a great family time.
Right.
And then let them ask your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
What? The thing I worry about for you is not their reactions. Honestly, excuse my language. Mm-hmm. Who gives a shit
mm-hmm.
if they, whatever. What I don't want you to have to do is have to explain yourself 20 times.
Right.
So if you walk in with your friend and they go, so that's your friend from where? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be having the same conversation. Why not just take it off the table?
Yeah, true. But if you're not that close with some of them, you're not going to just be sending them a random...
Then I agree with you. Yeah. And then I would have your mom reach out to those people. And exactly what you said. I thought that was brilliant advice.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Well, good luck, though. It's exciting.
I love it. I think it's so exciting. Man, it's so hard to come out. I know Terry's brother didn't come out till he was 30.
Chris? Wow.
He was 30. Yeah. And then Terry's surgical tech, Heidi, she was married to a man, had a baby, and realized that she was gay. And she is married now to a woman. She is so happy.
Oh, they're amazing together.
They're an incredible couple. And, you know, I don't know if it's a society or our families or whatever it is that pushes us into this corner where you feel like you can't be who you are, whether it's gay or whether it's whatever you are.
Yeah.
Or even if it's things like it being the profession you want to be,
right,
or, you know, going after your dreams or whatever it is. It's so wonderful when we read. I love reading stuff like that.
Me
hearing
too.
People that are living their true selves, lives, and I just love it.
Me too.
I'm so happy for you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope it goes great. And I hope your family's terrific. Heather, this one's from a while ago, but it's so funny. I had pre-ordered my copy of the Dubrow Diet, so I'm just starting on my interval eating journey. And let me tell you, listening to your podcast during my fasting time is no bueno, because all your talk about the delicious meals you had in New York almost have me drooling. Stop. Seriously, love you and Natalie and Terry. Love your podcast. Loved you and RHOC, and I love your book too. You're awesome. Congrats on all your success. How cute is that?
That is so sweet.
Hi, Heather and Natalie. I'm listening to the podcast now about the flood in Heather's theater room and having flashbacks from her reading with Tyler Henry. Meanwhile, he did not see anything when I saw him. Love you, ladies. Thanks for the New York City restaurant recommendations. She ate at Quality Meats 2 weeks ago. Do you want to know what's so funny? So my best friend since the fourth grade, Jen James, she lives up in Northern California. She texted me a week ago from Quality Meats.
Oh, really?
She's like, hey, I was listening to your podcast, so I'm at Quality Meats with my team. What do we order?
Oh, my gosh.
And I literally sent her the order.
You are hilarious.
God, she was so funny. She's like, I love it. She goes, have you had a chance to visit Beauty in Essex? We enjoyed that as well. Can't wait to try El Molino. So cute, Lauren in San Antonio, Texas.
So sweet.
Hi, Heather and Natalie. Love you. Wanted to get your advice. I'm dealing with my in-laws. My future mother-in-law tends to communicate only with me versus her son, and I don't want to be in the middle all the time. Have you had this experience? Should I make my fiance deal with his mother directly rather than her come to me?
I think, like you like to say, wean her off. I would like slowly start the transition of having him start talking to her and maybe having, I don't know. I would definitely try to wean her off.
Yeah, you might even play dumb like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him?
Exactly. No clue.
Yeah, because you know what? You don't want to get in the middle of that.
No.
You're never winning that one.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, look, someone just sent a picture. It's my birthday. That means vuv o'clock.
Oh, look, with the pretty little case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to send this to you, Natalie. How do I do that? I don't know how to do that. I'm going to save it. How do I do? I'm so bad.
Here, just take a screen grab.
I'm not good with technology. It's just not really my thing. So let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and families.
Let's.
So, because I feel like when I was just scrolling through a bunch of the questions that we were getting, and so many have to do with like Thanksgiving and family dynamics and that whole kind of thing. Have you ever had like a hideous Thanksgiving?
I've had a lot of hideous many of holidays. One in particular, I can't really pinpoint one in particular. I just think that, you know, every family has their drama. There's always the black sheep. I mean, in my family, my brother is never allowed to come to many of our, you know, functions.
Is he coming this year?
No. And we have a cousin who is his same age, and he's also into drugs and all this stuff. And so, you know, a lot of the aunts or cousins or whatever would say, you know, I don't want to be there if so-and-so's there. So I think that that's really the hardest part of it all, because then it starts to separate the families, and you have to say, okay, well, who do you spend it with? Do you spend it with the black sheep and make them feel loved, or do you say, okay, I'm going to spend it with the whole family. And then it's such a hard line to walk.
So what does your mom do? Does she go with your brother or does she come with you?
My mom goes with us. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been times where we have had him and then we haven't had the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But normally she'll go with us only because I think she realizes that, you know, he's just hurt her so many times that his was very self-induced. And so she would rather be with her grandkids and her other kids.
You got to have some self-preservation.
You have
there.
To. Yeah. But it's hard because then her sisters would, you know, some of her sisters would say, I don't want him in my house, you know? So it's so hard. And then that almost makes her, you know, angry. And it's like, that's my child. I would never say no to your child. There's just so much that goes into it.
Man, I just think people lose the point of Thanksgiving.
Right.
I mean, I forget about the historical point for a second, but if we're talking about families gathering together, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about quality time. It's like, remember yesterday I was talking, we were talking about this yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was saying we had that one Thanksgiving, my mom was mad because she wanted to have like this party at a restaurant, but that's not what it's about. It was supposed to be about the kids hanging out together and the adults spending time together. It's supposed to be about spending
time
together.
Making memories, absolutely.
And making memories. It's not about who cooked what
mm-hmm.
and, you know, who's not speaking to whom and where are you sitting at the table.
Right.
And that whole thing.
But then it's sort of hard because then it's like, do you get everybody together and then it's sort of like the white elephant in the room? And you just have to sort of fake it? Do you want to have to fake it on Thanksgiving? I mean,
well, like you're saying, sometimes you have family members that maybe it's not as extreme
mm-hmm.
as maybe your brother.
Right.
Okay. Because we certainly have had family members in my family that it's not like they're on drugs and someone's saying,
they're just
I'm not coming.
Bickering or.
But they're painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're contrarians or they act up. I mean, adults.
Yeah.
Or throw fits or whatever it is. And it ruins everyone's time, but you can't not have them.
Right.
Because they're like a close family member. So that's the problem where you have to figure out, how do I deal with this and not ruin the event?
Exactly.
So what I've done is I used to just let it be ruined. But mm-hmm. in the last, I would say, 6 years, I think it's interesting. When you start to have your own kids and form your own nuclear family and form your own traditions, because we didn't all come from like a Brady Bunch family where every event was perfect and everyone's mm-hmm. all together and wonderful. So I think when you start to do that, you start to look at what's important. And like I was saying about your mom, it's self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to make sure that you're making good memories for your kids and you're not repeating mistakes from the past? So in my family, what we do is we do every other year with the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And then Christmas, everyone just stays with their...
Well, the good news is we're Jewish, so we don't have to spend Christmas with anyone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, whoever's around Hanukkah time,
mm-hmm.
we'll have over and we'll do that kind of thing. But we've made our own nuclear family Christmas traditions.
Right.
Where we get matching pajamas and we do our whole thing. And it's fun and it's memories for just my little family. And it's nice that I don't have that obligation
mm-hmm.
with anyone else.
I think it would be nice to have my own family. That way I don't have to worry about anybody else.
But you do, because it gets more complicated. Because you can't just disown the rest of your family and you love
them. Not disowning, but I feel like then I would have an excuse and be like, sorry, me and my family are doing this.
I know, but it doesn't. Then they go, well, we want to see them and we want to see the kids and we want to see you. And then it gets worse and then you show up and then there's a competition. Oh, is he reading? I'm telling you.
The reading.
Because every decade.
Yeah.
So did she get into college? What'd she get on her SATs? I don't
Are
know,
you married
genius.
Yet?
What'd your kid get on their SATs? It's all of that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's all about self-preservation. So for us, we do an every other year thing with the family. That way we get time with just like this year, we're going away
mm-hmm.
with some friend, with Lindsay and her family, who we do consider like family to us. So that'll be fun. And then the following year we'll be with everyone in my extended family. And that'll be fun too. But it's not everyone all the time, every event.
Right.
And also, you have to keep things moving. Just like the gal that texted us about her bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all going to sit around at a table in a small room for hours at a time, that and drink, that's not going to end well.
Yeah.
You need activities. Yeah. If there's kids or no kids, you know, we're going to play a little football in the front yard. Why doesn't everyone take a walk or like play a game or something?
Right. It's just hard for us in our culture. We're always together. Always. For every holiday.
But your family
everything.
Gets along.
I mean, yes and no. My immediate gets along.
Yeah. But your immediate's like 12 aunts, people.
But the aunts and the cousins and all of that, no.
That's so cool. Do you see them every Thanksgiving or you switch off?
So Jessica's the only one that every Thanksgiving she goes with her husband's side of the family.
Every single one?
Every Thanksgiving. But Christmas is ours. So everyone knows that you tell the spouse – Christmas is our holiday. So Thanksgiving is a little more
That's
fluid.
That's terrible, though. What if someone Why? Else's – what if Riley's family loves
That's
Christmas?
Where you have to compromise.
That's a tough one, though, to tell a family that they can't have that holiday at all.
Well, that's just what we've always promised, that we would try to have Christmases together.
You can't do like
and then they I went get to the Paris. 24th.
Right. You can't do like they get the 24th and you get the 25th.
Oh, no, that's different. Like Christmas Eve, sorry. Hispanics, a lot of us.
Right.
Yeah.
You celebrate on the 24th.
Yeah.
Okay.
We open presents. We do the big dinner. We do that whole thing.
So you could split it up. It's the 24th that you're stealing.
Yes.
Okay.
25th day of, normally the kids are in their beds. They wake up. Santa's, you know, came and all that. So they have their day. Sometimes we'll get together, but Christmas Eve for sure.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense to me.
But I mean, if you're having to travel – You're not going to be traveling on Christmas Day and doing that.
We travel a lot. When we go away, a lot of times we'll leave Christmas Day.
That's because you're doing like a vacation. I mean, right. If I had to go visit Riley's family, I wouldn't want to fly out on Christmas Day just to have Christmas dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a good rule is the every other. If you can, whoever gets married in the family first can get on an every other with their in-laws, then the next one that gets married jumps on their schedule so that at least you know that every other –
You're
together. So that way, like, let's say if it's Thanksgiving and let's say you celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
So, or you could use Hanukkah too, either way. So what you would do is like, if this year your family's on for Thanksgiving, you're all together, you're with the in-laws for Christmas and then vice versa.
Exactly.
So you always get a holiday together.
With
you
a family.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always a good rule to do it.
No, I agree.
She's like, that's nice, but the 24th is ours.
Not happening. That's great for everybody else.
Okay. You could bring the dog.
The dog
can have a stocking.
You're going to make me now want the dog.
Babe, I love you. If you want a dog, I think you should get it. I just, as your friend, I'm giving you all the parameters.
Yes.
Okay. You guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.